Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell.
I want to clarify something from the previous message. I listened to part of it, and I said at one point, the Word of God is the revelation of God. That sounds like I'm saying that the Word of God, the Bible, is the revelation of God. That's not what I meant. What I'm about to say is both simple and also so glorious and wonderful that we can't put it into human words. I don't want to use the word complex because it's not complex. It's just so vast and so wonderful and eternal that we could explain it 100 different ways, but we could never fully explain it. But yet it's so simple. Before even getting into that, yes, it's so simple and easy, this whole glorious gospel. And it should be so encouraging to us that it is that way. He simply wants a relationship with every person. Amen. He wants every person to make it to heaven and spend for eternity with Him in heaven, in His home, in glory. He wants every person there. He wants every person to find Him on the earth. So glorious and simple. What I'm discussing here about the parable of the sower and the explanation in which Jesus 8 times refers to the Word, and we see Him, of course, He talks about the Word and His words in numerous places in the Gospel. We have the famous opening of the book of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You know, we're discussing that subject, but it goes beyond that. It's that He wants a relationship with us. And of course, how do we have that? Through His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the answer. And I'm going to get to this practical explanation, but it's much bigger than any explanation that we have, any call it discussion and analyzation of the words and their meaning and which words are, you know, it's way beyond that. Because really, a revelation is something that is revealed to us. I don't even want to get into that yet, but here's the basic practical explanation. When I say the Word of God is the revelation, what I mean is when we read the word in the Gospels, in the New Testament, we can substitute the word revelation. So the opening of the book of John would be, in the beginning was the revelation, and the revelation was with God, and the revelation was God. In the explanation of the parable of the sower, Jesus 8 times he referred to the Word. He used the word, quote, Word, unquote. He used that word 8 times. He said, the sower sows the Word. Immediately Satan comes and takes away the Word that was sown. And he goes on and explains, it's all right there in the explanation. We can substitute the word revelation in there. We get to substitute the word message. You know, the sower sows the message. And Satan comes immediately and takes the message away. Or the sower sows the revelation. In fact, it's the word of what? In Matthew, Jesus called it, in the explanation of the parable of the sower, He called it the word of the kingdom. So now we've got the word of God. So it's, again, we're kind of dissecting and using, but it's beyond Like I feel like I could explain this 100 different ways and it would never do it justice. If we look at the whole history of mankind, really, it's about God revealing himself to mankind. I did hear a great man of God one time said the whole Bible is about God's revelation of himself to man. And of course, the ultimate revelation of himself is Jesus Christ, who is the image of the invisible God. He is God. He's the Son of God and God. And again, we have to get that as a revelation. Let's take a break from this short discussion, short message, and go back to something I said earlier. God wants to have a relationship with every person. He wants a relationship with you and with me. And if you have a relationship with him, if you have found Jesus Christ, you have the answer. Glory to God. Now you're in his family. It's the greatest privilege to walk with him and every day walk with him. You and every person like that has the opportunity to move through the phases, and the sky is the limit. Like, if we continue on, incredible things happen and are going to happen. If someone has not found God Almighty through Jesus Christ, they just need to come to him and go directly to him, and they can receive the revelation. What's the revelation? That we as a person, we have to have God Almighty through Jesus Christ every day for our entire life and for eternity. Without him, we're dead. Without him, we can do nothing. So that's, you know, one of the very first revelations is that, and then that we need to repent, that we need to forsake our old life, and we need to get rid of this old nature, our flesh. And so this revelation where if we do these things, we get something, the most valuable entity in the universe. On a scale of 0 to 1,000, he is infinity. A life without him is zero. And for eternity, it's negative infinity, because somebody without Jesus Christ ends up in hell. The eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. If somebody doesn't have Jesus Christ, it is the most urgent, vital crisis thing that they have to take care of. Because there are serious consequences if they don't. So these are the very, very first revelations, you know, that we need him, that we must come to him, that we must repent, we must humble ourselves before him, get right with him, get, you know, whatever it takes, get right with him. If somebody's been a Christian for a long time, if they've backslidden, come back to Jesus, get it right, make that quality decision and come to him and just continue on with him. So, but then if somebody's just beginning with Jesus or whatever, they're in the first phase, again, we have to continue on to get to the incredible, glorious treasure, the presence of God. That's in the third phase, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The fourth phase, fellowshipping with him. For most of us, For 99% of all Christians, are in the first phase and the second phase, maybe. Yeah. But we go from revelation to revelation, one glorious revelation to another. Amen. It's been so ingrained in us about the Bible, and, you know, and it's called the Word of God, and it's just anytime we hear that, the phrase, the Word, the Word of God. It's just immediately we think of, oh, that's the Bible. Well, God wants to give you something greater than anything else. He wants to give you Himself. A relationship with Him. That's eternal life. That's knowing Him, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom He has sent. That's everything. He wants to give you something far greater than it's the greatest thing in the universe. Far greater, and I say this in reverence, than the Bible. Far greater than anything. A great man of God, I just heard him say this the other day, that in heaven we won't need the Bible. We won't have Bibles. Now, I'm sure the Bible will, I'm sure it'll be there, but we will be in Him and Him in us. We will have this glorious, perfect relationship with Him. We won't need the Bible. We won't need, it's like, so again, I can explain it 100 different ways. Here's the bottom line. The purpose of mankind, the purpose of human existence is to have a relationship with God. And how do we do it? Through Jesus Christ. And how do we practically have that? Well, it's just common sense. No one even needs to explain it to you or anyone else. It's all common sense. So it's absolute common sense. A relationship with Him. And we seek Him till we find Him, and then we walk with Him our whole life. So then the next question is, someone may ask, well, then why do we even need to listen to these messages? Why do we need to have any books or teachings or summaries? Why do we have to go to church if it's that easy? Well, we need all of these things. We all need to find our place in our walk with Him, in our relationship with Him, and our place in, you know, the ministry that He has for us. He has a ministry actually for every one of His children. He has a ministry for you. If you're saved, He has a ministry and a special calling just for you. And it's up to us to seek that. Mainly seek Him. 99.9 of it is seek Him. 100% of it. And then the ministry will flow from that. There's all these different aspects of walking with Him. We need to be in the right fellowship with other believers. We need to, yes, we do sometimes need teachings. We need different kinds of teachings. We need, here's another one we need. We need to find our Father in the Spirit. The river that we flow in, so to speak. And when we find that, that's when we're really going to get blessed and we can, you know, be a part of this. And we may never meet that person ever in person, but find our Father in the Spirit. Find our spiritual other believers. You know, fulfill our ministry. Receive the daily bread every day. Receive the amount of Jesus Christ that He wants us to have every day. And I hope you continue listening to these messages. I hope that, you know, maybe I'm shedding some light on a few things. But I've said this before. I'm giving these messages. I want to hear these messages. I need to hear this. We need to. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You know what that means? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If it's hearing twice, then it's hearing three times. It's hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and just on and on. We go from faith to faith. We need to hear the positive message, the revelation. Amen. Of God Almighty.